This article is entitled Grace for the Parenting Journey, A Mother and Pastor Reflects. It's written for us by Kimberly Noel Zeller. My 8-year-old daughter recently started horseback riding lessons, and one afternoon I walked behind her on her trail ride. Earlier that morning, I'd lost my patience with the kids while getting ready for school, and some guilt lingered. I worried about how much time I spent on my phone rather than looking my kids in the eyes. But as I walked, I took in the setting sun, my daughter learning something new, and the sound of grass beneath our feet, and I could almost hear God whisper, "This is your life. This is beauty. So open your eyes and see the beauty of motherhood before you." These moments of grace are present underneath every diaper changed and every meal cooked and every tantrum, and sometimes it can be hard to see them. The days of parenting small children are long, and as parents we're pulled in myriad directions with work and school, extracurricular activities, family, church commitments, volunteer opportunities, and then we get sick. And a relationship fractures, and our kids are bullied, we can't sleep. That symptom won't go away. Our child won't talk to us. Parenting is hard work and full of doubts, but there's also joy and wonder laced throughout our days. We hear our baby's first words, and we watch them take their first steps. Small hands wrap around our necks in an embrace. A neighbor drops off a meal. The church lifts you up in prayer, and a friend texts you, you're doing great. A game of Uno brings delight for the family, and we share some books on the couch, and hope and heartache kind of mingle throughout our days, but something else persists, and that's God's grace. If you're in the thick of raising young children and feeling the challenges of the days, here are a few spiritual practices to help you remember that God is with you. Return to your breath. Parenting is exhausting. It's very physical. And in the early years, our bodies do so much caring and nursing and feeding and playing, long nights awake with a sick or fussy baby. And during the long nights, you could just take a breath. When tempers flare, take a breath. When worry takes over your mind, take a breath. And sometimes the holiest prayer we can offer is a deep breath or a sigh. You can return to scriptures. The days are filled with words from others, our children's needs, cries, tantrums, phone calls for work, school, volunteering. When other voices become too loud, turning to scripture can help us center ourselves in God's love and grace. When you want to remember the beauty of creation, you can remember these words. God saw everything that he had made, and indeed, it was very good. When you need to trust that your body is good, repeat, "I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works that I know very well." That's from Psalm 139. When you need to turn to God for comfort, recite, "I am the Good Shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me." You can return to taking one step at a time. When the world feels out of our control, or when we're waiting for that call from the doctor's office, or when we're afraid to send our children to school, taking one step at a time roots us in the here and now. Walking allows us to be present to our neighbors and to the community where we live. We can walk outside our front door, one foot in front of the other, and see the world before us with wonder. Coming back to one step invites us to feel the ground beneath us and know that we are held by our Creator. And we can return to the present moment. There's always something to do, somewhere to be, or someone to call, yet our children demand our presence in the here and now. They invite us to see the beauty that's before us. When we walk as a family, my children teach me to delight in the new flowers that are blooming, or in various bird songs, and on the floor playing a game or coloring, they direct me to the gifts of play and creativity. So take some time today to be fully present, to use all of your senses to experience the moments before you, and to give God thanks. Finally, you can return to community. You know, we're not meant to parent alone. The truth is, we need one another. So if you're feeling alone in your parenting, remember that you're surrounded by a community of other parents that are also doing just the best that they can. And remember that the congregation where baptismal promises were spoken, reach out with a text sharing your frustrations or write a note to another parent encouraging them. You can make a meal to share with a family welcoming a child into their home. And on those days you can't pray or are unsure of how to take that next step, go to church and let others pray and sing for you.